coming at you from my attic in the center of the universe, Toronto, Canada. This is The Recency Bias. Here for another season of your Montreal Canadiens hockey. I'm Zach Vanas, along with you here on this mini podcast, as we call it. If you're new to the recency bias for this coming Habs season, welcome aboard. It is great to have you. Little recapper. We'll be bringing these out as often as we can. Potentially 82 throughout the year. That's the goal. Try and do one after every game. Get it up for the next morning throughout the Habs regular season and into the playoffs. Myself on for the most part. Of course, I co-host the Montreal Bias podcast with Sean O'Neill. We try to bring you those on the regular. But in the meantime, post-games, we bring you the recency bias. Ian Boisvert will also be likely stopping in with some frequency through the regular season to host when those moments when I can't. But good to have you along. We got 82 of these, hopefully, to go. Plus a long run into April, May, June. Who knows? Things got off to a good start for your Montreal Canadiens on Thursday night in Buffalo. 3-2 shootout winners over the Sabres in a game that had a lot of shots. 45-40 the shots on the night. Probably not what either coach would necessarily like to see. Didn't make Phil Housley, head coach of the Buffalo Sabres, or Claude Julien, your head coach of the Canadiens, all that happy, but a pretty entertaining game, the first game out. I feel like traditionally, more often than not, the first game out can be a little lackluster. But it wasn't necessarily the case on Thursday in Buffalo. Obviously, the headline coming out of this one is Jonathan Drouin making his regular season debut with the Canadiens, and the kid looked spectacular. We'll get into him. Let's take a look first at your Habs scores. Max Pacioretty, for the third time in the last four seasons, scoring your first goal of the Habs season. A tic-tac-toe play. Brendan Gallagher to Jonathan Drouin to Max Pacioretty, and a gorgeous feed from Drouin over to Patches to set him up for that goal. Beautiful read, beautiful patience, perfect timing. I'd already started to get excited about the kid based on what we saw in the early going before he even set up Patches for the first of the season to tie the game at 1. Habs would fall behind 2-1, but with the 8-minute mark, I believe, of the third period, shorthanded, Phil Deneau finding the back of the net. His first of the season, obviously, as the season's just getting going. And then, of course, the shootout winner goes to Drouin. Paul Byron looked good on the shootout, just couldn't beat the post. Carey Price, meanwhile, stopping all three shooters that he faced, none of which were, oddly enough, none of which were Jack Eichel. For some reason, Phil Housley decided not to use Jack Eichel. A little bit weird to me. So before this game even got going, former Montreal Canadian, yes, former Montreal Canadian, Nate Beaulieu, even though in my season preview episode of the Montreal Bias / Recency Bias that we put up on Thursday morning on rabbithabs.com, at that point, forgot entirely, somehow, slipped my mind that Nate Beaulieu was another one of the outs from the Montreal Canadiens last season, but reminded leading up to this one, Nate Beaulieu with comments to Arpin Basu of The Athletic talking about, he still thinks Alex Galchenyuk should be a center in the NHL, which is an interesting comment. A, is it Nate Beaulieu, who obviously and evidently has said enough to indicate he wasn't really happy that the Canadiens parted ways with him? Is he just trying to throw a little fuel on the fire that he knew is always the case with Alex Galchenyuk and the center position in Montreal? He's very close with Galchenyuk. Was this actually him trying to voice his buddy's opinion? Apparently they text, daily, as the kids are apt to do these days. Or was it? Or is it something? You know, there's theory out there that Alex Galchenyuk doesn't want to play center. So is it a case of just buddies ribbing each other, causing each other more issues in the media? I'll say in the reminder, Nate Bolya, now a member of the Buffalo Sabres, playing on that top D pairing for the Sabres. And as I was tweeting, I was riding the Rabbit Habs account on Twitter last night. You can follow that at Rabbit Habs if you're not. Saying if Nate Bolya is on your top pairing, I don't know if that gives me the most confidence that the Buffalo Sabres are a team on the up. I will say, though, the Sabres did look better. They looked good, I kind of thought, in game one. Didn't look like the team that we'd seen from the last few seasons. So, you could also say, you know, who are we to judge Nate Bolya on the top pairing if the Habs have a 19-year-old in Victor Mete playing on their top D-line. But the kid who I've learned the team calls Meat, he looked real good. He looked very good in his first game. It was maybe his best game with the Habs yet. Obviously, talking preseason. But he stepped up. He seemed ready for the occasion. A lot of family members in attendance, as he's from Southern Ontario, so plenty of former Leafs fans converting over to Habs fans now that the Meat Man is with the Bleu Blanc. There was plenty of family in attendance. The kid seemed ready for it. He had 8 shifts in the first, 8 shifts in the second, 8 shifts in the third. Claude Julien obviously has trust in him. Saw him pinching on his first ever shift in the NHL. Seemed to make all the right choices. He even got a shift in overtime, which looked maybe a little bit nerve-wracking, but not really. Not like he messed up and cost the game. Good game. Good game for Mete. I was impressed. Every game he plays is looking increasingly likely that he will actually stick with the big club. Really liked what I saw from him. All right, let's get into Drouin, because I got excited about Drouin on Thursday night. It's great watching him quarterback the power play. That looks like it could really be something, though the power play did go 0-for-4 in the game. But the kid looks like he might be a legit number one center. Obviously, same caveat for Victor Mete here. It's only the first game. But you can only play the games there are to play. And so far through one, looked real good. That tic-tac-toe goal, obviously, I talked about, was brilliant. That shootout move left us reeling as we were watching the game here. Couldn't believe it. Kid's got a lot of control with that puck. A lot of confidence. The only thing I didn't like is I don't like him wearing number 92. I think it looks weird. But hey, if Jaromír Jágr can make number 68 work, then maybe Drouin can make 92 his own thing in Montreal. Some details of the players just trying to figure things out as we get into the season here. We saw Kane taking that face-off penalty that we're all going to try and grasp to understand as the season gets going here. Kane obviously still has questions. A lot of the players still have questions about what they can and can't do when it comes to the face-off. So Habs went on an early power play. Didn't obviously get anything as they went over 4, as I say. And then it was, a puck over the glass penalty. Put the dangerous Buffalo power play going early. So a couple exchanges, what I qualify as the stupid penalties early. And the game kind of took up a pace. Pretty good for the first two. The Canadiens getting in the third, trailing one. I thought they came out looking a little lackluster, a little meh. But a bad call that sent Andrew Shaw, though he was the victim of interference, sent Andrew Shaw to the penalty box. Seemed to wake the Canadiens up, getting a little pissy, I guess. Next thing you know, Deneau's got a shorty. The Habs are tied 2-2. Claude Julien trusting Victor Mete out there late, but Even more significant, final 4 minutes of the game tied, we saw lots of Carl Alsner. Alsner didn't show up many other ways. I mean, he did show up on the score sheet. He had an assist on that shorty. But obviously, Alsner, a guy that for the moment, Claude Julien is going to be leaning on in those shutdown minutes, a guy he trusts. Other new guys, Hemschke. He didn't make quite the first impression that Drouin or Mete did. I'd say he made the opposite. The first that we noticed him was a penalty. Saw he had an opportunity to actually score one. Hard to say whether or not it counted, or should have counted, I should say. Looked to me like it probably didn't go in. There was one angle where you might have been able to argue that it went in, but it would have found the back of the net, or at least the inside of the blue line, or the goal line, if Hemschke had given a second effort, but he kind of just hung out there and looked. Sidney Crosby, he would have buried that one. Brendan Gallagher probably would have buried that one, but all it took was another slap with the stick, but Hemschke was kind of caught looking for it to get into the net instead of making sure it was in the net. So I didn't like what I saw really from Hemschke. Hope there's more from him, but he may be another in the failed experiments of Briere and Semin. And to some extent, Pierre Parenteau, but I thought Parenteau was actually kind of okay. Galchenyuk, I saw a lot of action on Twitter, people calling out Galchenyuk for his performance. I don't think he was terrible. Wasn't great. I think he's doing a lot of thinking out there. I'm not as ready to pile on Galchenyuk as everyone else seemed to be. Not everyone else, that's unfair. As many people on Twitter seem to be. Many people are saying. Many people on Twitter about halfway through that game quickly jumping on Galchenyuk. Let's pull back a little bit on that, all right? Brendan Gallagher, he looked good. Looked like he had the jump. Didn't end up on the score sheet, but... or did he? Did he get an assist? Probably got an assist on that tic-tac-toe play, didn't he? Didn't score one, I guess, but he looked good. Back in the spots, definitely causing issues. Looked a little bit more like the Brendan Gallagher of old, I think. So your Montreal Canadiens are 1-0. They will now head to Washington Saturday night. That's a 7 o'clock start for that one. Alex Ovechkin coming off a hat trick in his season opener against the Senators. So that's what the Canadiens are going into next. Other scores from around the NHL last night, because that's a new thing that we're going to be trying to do. Get all your recap in one spot. Boston beats Nashville 4-3. Colorado down to New York Rangers 4-2. Washington in a shootout, 5-4 winners over Ottawa that game that Ovi had the hat trick in. Detroit beats Minnesota 4-2. Chicago pounds the defending champs 10-1. Lou Patty Kane had a hattie in that one. And Anaheim edges Arizona 5-4. Flyers shutout by the Kings 2-0. That's your scores around the NHL on Thursday night. We'll get back to it on Sunday. Till then, you can follow me on Twitter at Zach Drops Tweets, at Zach with a CH. Come to Canada. And follow the podcast at the Montreal Bias, at Rabid Habs as well. Of course, check out your recap on rabidhabs.com, your game preview as well for the game coming up against the Caps on Saturday. All that on Rabid Habs. We got our forum in there that went up on Thursday as well, talking about what are we possibly missing heading into the season. Lots of good content coming your way, and check out the website. Until next time, take care.